Hello, listeners. This is Anne from Transition the Grove, and I'm really happy to have you with us today. This is the Transition the Grove Hour that is broadcast weekly on Radio Triple Y 87.6 FM. We've talked before on this show about local tourism, about what happens if we become tourists in our local area or if people from elsewhere come and visit us here as tourists. And when we have tourists coming to stay with us, we try and share them with you. Well, this week we're going to share two tourists from Cornwall in the United Kingdom, and they have been a real gift to us, and I hope that they will be a gift to you. They're quite special people. They've been staying with us through a program called Servas, which is an international peace organization, and people come and stay in your home for 2 days, share hospitality, make friends, and share their ideas and values. And also we take them around and show them our local valley. So we've driven them around and we've taken them right around the Grove. And it was a wonderful thing. These particular visitors come from Cornwall, as I said, and one of the things that they have brought me personally is a real genealogical gift. And we've had this happen before. It's one of those coincidences that happen to all of us and are incredibly amazing. These people live literally 10 kilometres down the road from where my great-great-great-grandparents lived in Cornwall. And before coming here, they went to the church where my ancestors are buried. They took lots of photos, and they took photos of the old family farm. And they've brought them to us as a gift. And this is the sort of wonderful thing that can happen when we're having people come and stay in our homes. These particular visitors are highly experienced in the area of climate science and energy science in the UK. The man, Roger, is a climate scientist and climate policy person, and the woman is an engineer who has worked very close to the nuclear power industry in the UK. So we've got interviews with both of them on these topics, and they are actually giving a talk in the Grove, a Transition the Grove talk for the local community. But when we were arranging it, we didn't realise quite how high-level people they were. It's a bit like having Ross Garno or somebody like that come and stay with you. So the conversations we've been having with them have been wonderful conversations, and we hope you enjoy them. They have also shared with us their poetry and song. Both of them are creative people, and I've recorded quite a few of Jackie's poems and Roger playing on the guitar, singing traditional English folk songs. We took them on a tour right around the Grove. The weather's been wonderful, as we know, just the right weather for it. We went up Lochinvar Road, circled around Samford Road, re-entered our valley here, then went along Patrick's Road and Pluck's Road, Dawson Parade, over Settlement Road to Mount Nebo Road. We visited the Urala Street Community Garden in the Gap, and then we went to the Walkabout Creek Zoo, which they loved. We saw the quoll, the platypus, the wombat, the kangaroos and other animals, and we took a walk down the Eukaria track to the Enoggera Reservoir, our drinking water supply, which was all looking absolutely lovely. Then we continued on around Mount Nebo Road, had a quick detour down Brompton Road, and then continued along to Camp Mountain and had a look at the view from the lookouts there, and then came home via Mount Nebo and all through the forests behind Samford. So that was a wonderful afternoon and very efficient as far as use of petrol was concerned, because we had a car full of people. It's been lovely offering people hospitality. We don't get too many opportunities in Australia to have house guests come and stay, and for us to share some of the really lovely things that we have. So we had great breakfast full of the sort of bacon, eggs, mushrooms, tomatoes, toast and marmalade and things like that. Our hosts cooked us up a meal and we've been really enjoying entertaining them. And they've been sharing their culture. They've talked a lot about Cornwall, what's happening in England now, the economy, energy. We had some marvellous discussions about what would sustainable energy scenarios look like. The conversations have been very rich. We took them along to an Oxfam campaign launch, the Oxfam's Grow, which is about food security around the world. John took Roger to the Hills Uniting Church's Men's Shed event that was about men's health, and Roger very much enjoyed that. And then they all went for a walk with John up Kedron Brook, and that was a very lovely walk, as it always is. So I hope you enjoy the program today with sharing some of these insights from our tourists. And there are lots of ways we can have local tourists. If you have tourists come, do share them with us. They can always come and be interviewed.